You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans. I'm your host, the healthy Jake Madison. If you listened to the podcast last week, you knew just speaking was rather difficult as it was struggling through those. So took the break of Monday and Tuesday after Christmas here to recover a little bit. Voice is much, much better shape here. So I'm excited to do this podcast. Took 2 days off, like I said, Monday and Tuesday here. So we got to talk about the Heat game, the win at home they had, and talk about last night's win, or I guess when you're listening to this Wednesday, I recorded it on Tuesday, the win over the Dallas Mavericks. Two good games for the Pelicans. The Mavericks one is the really interesting one. You've probably seen it on Twitter and articles in various places, whether it's NOLA.com or ESPN.com, talking about the small lineup, Anthony Davis at center. A lot going on with that. I'll break some of that down for you guys, and probably it's going to lead the discussion the rest of the week, especially to see if they use it against the Clippers, but we're going to talk about that in a minute. So don't forget, you can give me a follow on Twitter. It's at NOLAJake. The podcast also has a Twitter account. It's at Locked On Pels. Make sure you follow that as well. If you ever have questions about the Pelicans, tweet at it, at Locked On Pels, or tweet me. I answer a lot of the Twitter questions here on the podcast. Get yours in, get the answer to a question you have. I like answering those, talking about what's on people's minds, the fans, the listeners, everyone who it is, as opposed to me just kind of up here rambling, as I often do, with everything. So definitely make sure you're following that. Don't forget, the podcast is on iTunes, on Audio Boom, on any podcast app you use. There's also some other great podcasts that are part of the Locked On Podcast Network. There's really nothing else like this out there. So make sure, you're listening to the Locked On NBA podcast. That's once a week. They bring in anonymous coaches, scouts, different people to give like really unfiltered takes that you're getting from kind of the top people in the league. You're not going to get that anywhere else. If you're a Saints fan, don't forget there's Locked On Saints. Season's winding down, but the offseason's just starting up, and that's going to mean there's going to be a lot to talk about. Sean Payton's future, is he staying or going? That's a great question, and I know they're going to be talking about that a lot there, so make sure you're giving them a follow as well. So I want to jump into this Miami game and kind of just knock this one out of the way, because there's a lot of interesting things to take away from it, and it was a good win for the Pelicans, who, they won the game. It was 91-87. They were down by as many as 14 points kind of late in the third quarter and had a monster fourth quarter, scoring 27 points, allowing Miami only to score 19. Giving them that four-point win was a nice comeback for the Pelicans. They really limited turnovers in this game, only having 16 total. Very, very good for them. They kind of just limited the damage that Miami could do. Miami's not a very good team, having only 10 wins, and the Pelicans were just able to limit the damage that their good guys could do for them, and managed to eke out the win coming back. It seemed like they might lose for a while, but Anthony Davis putting up 28 points, a career high, I think it was, 22 rebounds, 7 offensive boards too, 15 defensive boards, hitting 2 threes in the process as well, spacing the court, just doing everything for the Pelicans. He's been tremendous as always. With him there, you have to feel they have a chance to win any game against a mediocre or bad team. I wouldn't say they're going to potentially win against good teams. Drew Holiday chipped in 22 points, 6 assists, just doing his thing. Quiet night for him overall, but he's a very solid player. Tyreke Evans is seeing his minutes increase a little bit here and there. Not a good night, 1 of 7 from the field, but that one shot he made was a three-pointer. He got to the line, took 4 free throws, made 4 free throws, even bigger than that. Gave him 7 points. If he can get to the line a lot, it's okay if he's not shooting particularly well from the field overall. For the Heat, though, the main guy you got to worry about with them is going to be Hassan Whiteside. He only scored 10 points, was 4 of 10 from the field overall. Not a good night scoring for him. He did grab 18 rebounds total, 7 offensive, which, again, he's... what are you going to do? Omer Asik didn't play in this game. He's going to be tough for Anthony Davis to box him out entirely and routinely on the game. Ajinsa and him kind of did a good job limiting him scoring, but again, he can grab boards pretty easily, and this team doesn't have anyone who's going to just shut him down. I don't know if there's really anyone in the league who's going to shut him down. Only other real threat for the Heat on the night was Goran Dragic, scoring 23 points, taking 17 shots to do it, so not the most efficient night, not horrible either. But the Pelicans just did enough to limit the damage and to kind of eke out a win. It's what kind of what teams have been doing to the Pelicans, and they managed to turn it around, knowing this team isn't that good, knowing there's only one or two guys you really need to worry about, kind of just limit the damage they can do and score enough and you'll be able to win. It'll be kind of uninspiring, but you'll still be able to do it. And that's what the Pelicans have managed to do for that game. So not a very fun, exciting win for the Pelicans, but hey, still vital to get a win over teams you should beat. One of the bigger things is you can kind of start to see a different rotation taking shape, and it really took hold in the game against the Dallas Mavericks the other night on Monday. So in this game against the Heat, you have Tyreek Evans playing about 15 minutes. Moore's playing 25. Langston Galloway's getting close to 30. Holiday's in his whatever range it is. Depends on who, if someone else is hot or not there. But it's kind of freezing Tim Frazier out a little bit. He played about a little over 10 minutes in this game. And then when you go look at the Dallas Mavericks game, he's frozen out even more, playing fewer than that. So he's kind of the odd man out of the rotation right now. It's nice to see that it's not Buddy Hield, even if he's not having a particularly good shooting night. He was 1-for-8 against the Heat. Not great overall. But he's been playing better. There's a reason to keep giving him minutes. His three-point shot's steadily improving. It's been very nice, and it's going to space the court for the Pelicans just more overall. Other thing is, even without Terrence Jones, Jones was out due to illness. Omer Asik doesn't get in the game. He's frozen out of the rotation right now, and you can make a very good reason as to why, and it wouldn't take you a lot of effort to do that. Jinsa kind of picked up the bulk of those minutes, 21 against them. But you can see they kind of want to go away from those big centers. And we talked about it in the opening here. That small lineup of Davis at the five. I'm going to share my thoughts on this over the next couple of days, like I said. But you could start to see in this game the rotation shifting a little bit. And it's going to lead us right into the game with the Dallas Mavericks on Monday night, day after Christmas. Pelicans win 111-104, a game they pretty much were kind of up and dominating, not dominating, but winning fairly well for the most part through the first, you know, at times. And then the Dallas Mavericks would come back into the game, get close, tie it maybe, and then the Pelicans will pull away, and then Dallas will get close, and so on and so on. But never seemed like the Pelicans were really in danger of losing this lead. Their biggest lead of the game being 11 points. Dallas only had a biggest lead of 4 at one point. So it goes to show you, this was an interesting one. So everyone, you've already heard about it, about who started for the Pelicans in your starting lineup. Was Drew Holiday, Buddy Hield, Solomon Hill at kind of the three, Dante Cunningham at kind of the four, and Anthony Davis playing center. So no traditional center running here for the Pelicans when you're talking about Alexi Ajinsa or Omer Asik. And in fact, neither of those guys played a single minute. DMP, coach's decision, and that's probably a good coach's decision if you've seen it. And a lot of people have been clamoring for the Pelicans to play Anthony Davis, you know, more at the five and not pairing him with a traditional center, let's say. And you've seen them do it a lot. It's not like they don't do this. It's not like they don't put him out there with Terrence Jones or Solomon Hill or Dante Cunningham in kind of a smaller-ish lineup. I have issues calling it that, but that's probably more of a semantics debate. If Anthony Davis is at the five and you're running the 6'8" Dante Cunningham, the 6'7" Solomon Hill, I don't know if you call that necessarily a small lineup. When the Pelicans have run four guards in Davis, I'd certainly call that a small lineup. But running Solomon Hill and Dante Cunningham, I'm not sure if I do. But that's neither here nor there. Like I said, kind of a bit of a semantics debate. For the Pelicans, it's a small lineup. And everyone's saying it worked. And you know what? It really did. That lineup played 11 minutes together. They had a 118 offensive rating, a defensive rating of 90. That's a net rating of 28. If you sub out Buddy Hield for Langston Galloway, who was absolutely on fire, and we'll talk about in a second, and kept everything else the same, so Cunningham, Hill, Holiday, Galloway, Davis, it's a 147 offensive rating and a 116, much worse defensive rating, but the net rating's better at 31.1. So clearly these lineups were effective against the Dallas Mavericks. I'm going to throw a caveat out here for you guys, caveat, whatever it is, about this, because I don't necessarily trust this one game sample size. And I know a lot of people are talking about how they looked much more dynamic, and they did. That's right, entirely. Here's the thing. The Mavericks started Dirk Nowitzki at center. He's old, he's slow, he's not that good anymore. I mean, he could still shoot, but it's not like you need to kind of worry about him close to the basket, worry about him playing strong defense or anything like that. And they were out with they were without Andrew Bogut, leaving them Dwight Powell basically as the other center. Yeah, that's a lineup Davis can kind of thrive playing center in offense and defense against. I don't know if this is going to work against the Clippers. But hey, that's for the next game to kind of show us and to decide. We can only talk about what we've seen so far. So that lineup worked, I'll tell you. So that starting lineup that played 11 minutes together, Hield and instead of Galloway, had a 100% defensive rebounding percentage. Didn't allow an offensive rebound to the Mavericks in that situation. Gotta say, though, again, this is a sample size thing and just looking at it against one team. Mavericks are 29th in the league when it comes to offensive rebound percentage anyway. They don't go for offensive rebounds. They're a bad offensive rebounding team. They just don't do it. So, yeah, the Pelicans are going to absolutely have a very good defensive rebounding game against them. They had a 90% overall rating. So it goes to show you, I don't know how accurate this game is of showing whether or not that lineup is going to be very effective long term and be the one that kind of changes, turns the Pelican season around, changes a lot of things for them. But, hey, it looked good. It worked. And that's the most important thing other than they got the win. Davis on the night, we can go through everything here, 28 points, 16 rebounds, easy for him too. It wasn't like he was even working that hard. He seemed a little frustrated at times with some of the foul calls against him, but it was okay. He didn't foul out or anything. Buddy Hield looked hot for a little while. He started the game, hit, you know, a couple of threes. He had a few really nice, the first 4 points he scored were actually at the rim. The second one, he had this nice little where he kind of turned the corner on his defender, sealed him off with his arm, and managed to get a layup that was easy. And he shows he's got some quickness and skills, and he just needed some time to keep be out there and play a bunch. And you're starting to see what who he really is as opposed to the rookie that started the year and struggled tremendously. So it was nice to see that from him. And he's just continuing to grow and continuing to kind of impress people. And it's really good. The other big guy for the Pelicans we want to talk about, Langston Galloway. So Scott Kushner has now nicknamed him Greenlight, and I like the nickname. That man is shooting hot from three. I made an impulse move because I just said, let's do it. And you guys know I don't like his streakiness, but man, he's just on fire right now. I picked him up in my fantasy league because I needed an extra shooting guard. Forget who I dropped. I think I dropped Chris Dunn, who wasn't really giving me much. But man, he's on fire. He scored in that game 17 points in just 25 minutes. Did it on 8 shots. He was 5 of 5 from 3. And those threes he's taking are not easy threes. These are like pull-ups coming off pin-downs where he gets a screen set for him below the basket, springs him to run up to the top, grabs the ball, and then turns and shoots. Or he comes off a screen up top, gets the ball, turns and shoots. Those are not easy looks to get your feet set, to get your balance, and to get your form right when you've just been doing a different type of movement, you know, a half second before. 5 of 5. Looks tremendous at times when he's shooting. He's been on fire for the Pelicans. He's going to start earning, you know, close to 30 minutes a game. It seems like he's going to be their first kind of shooter off the bench. Tyreke Evans only got about 11 minutes, 11 and a half. Etwan Moore got his close to 23 minutes. Holiday played 35. Hield played 23. Frazier was the guy, again, who's been frozen out of this lineup right now. He only played 4 minutes last night, or the other night, sorry. You guys know I record this usually the day after, depending, or day before when you would listen to it. So Frazier played 4 minutes, and if you have Holiday playing 35, 36 minutes a game, Evans back in his minutes being at times the primary ball handler, you've even seen guys like Buddy Hield be the primary ball handler for a little bit, and you've also seen Langston Galloway with the shooting kind of be the initiating guard in the offensive set. Get the ball, dribble, dribble, pass, then run around so that eventually he works his way open for a three-pointer or something similar. So it's not like you need, you know, necessarily the backup point guard there. Etwan Moore can also handle the ball as well. So it just, it goes to show you that, you know, he's going to be kind of the frozen out guy right now, along with Ajinsa and Oshik, if they want to play small. And the Pelicans talked about it at practice yesterday, saying that they're not going to put the success or failure on this Dallas game, or the Clippers game, and they're going to use it at times against the Clippers, especially without Blake Griffin. If you have DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin in that lineup, I don't know if you can go small against that. And a lot of people have been upset the Pelicans don't dictate the style of play of the opponent. They react too much. They don't really have the personnel to dictate it. Certain matchups you can. Against Dallas, when they were without their normal bigs, you could dictate it. Against the Clippers, without Blake Griffin, you might be able to dictate it some too, But this is still a work in progress in the small lineup, if you want to call it the small lineup. I think it's accepted that that's what it is. It's going to be a work in progress right now. There's not going to be a definitive thing, and it's certainly not the answer to what ails the Pelicans in their offense. Another thing I want to note, so the last time these two teams played, the Mavericks won on a Sunday night, and everyone was very upset, and they should have been rightfully upset with that. That the Pelicans want to play fast while Dallas wants to play slow. And the Pelicans didn't do a very good job of dictating the pace and playing at the style that they wanted to. And they went small last night, which would, it seemed to indicate a pickup in pace. However, they didn't. They played with one of their, again, played with a slow pace, even played at such a slow pace, and I'm having trouble saying the words for some reason, terrible, that the pace was so slow it's below Dallas's average for the year. But the Pelicans managed to gut this one out, not playing their style of play. Anthony Davis doing work in the half court certainly helped. So it was nice to see them, even if they're not kind of dictating and forcing the offense how they want it to be, that they're still capable of winning and beating teams that they should beat, and Dallas is a team that they should beat. So that's going to be it for today's edition of Locked On Pelicans. Clippers tonight at home, again, in the Smoothie King Center. Big thing is just watch for that small lineup. Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? We're going to have a lot to talk about Thursday, tomorrow with it, and Friday. It should be a lot of fun. Don't forget, give the podcast a follow. It's at Locked On Pels. Subscribe on iTunes, on Audio Boom, on Stitcher, whatever app you use. Later in the week, I'm hoping to have a guest or two for you guys on here. Mason Ginsberg's in town, one of my good friends, and also a writer for BourbonStreetShots.com. So we should get him on here. I want to talk to Michael Pelliche, another writer for Bourbon Street Shots. Talk about Cheick Diallo, who's not getting time right now, but really should. And Michael's going to tell you why. So I'm hoping to record a podcast when he got some time, give you guys a little bit more information on that. Otherwise, it's probably going to be small ball lineup, especially when we see how it fares against the Los Angeles Clippers. So thank you all for tuning in. Hopefully the Pelicans can win at home in the Smoothie King Center tonight. This is their fourth of five games at home. The fifth one's going to be Friday against the New York Knicks and Porzingis, who I'm really excited to see. He's on my fantasy team, was a keeper. So the two fun games coming up. Winnable game against the Clippers. Kind of winnable game against the Knicks, too, even though they're doing quite well. They're above 500, so being at home might help. Let's see if Langston Galloway keeps it hot, too. So we'll find out and have plenty to talk about for the rest of the week on Locked On Pelicans. And thank you all for listening.